The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Easter Sunday. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth and Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. The Eastern churches have a distinctive way of representing the resurrection of Christ in their art, while in the West, artistic representations of the resurrection show Jesus rising from the tomb, surrounded in glory, with angels and other signs of his divinity. The East displays other aspects of this mystery. Icons of the resurrection show Jesus descending rather than ascending. He is standing on the broken remnants of the cross, and his garments are fluttering above his head, signaling Jesus' downward trajectory. There's a crowd below him, and the Lord reaches out his hand to grasp Adam, who is kneeling. This is the harrowing of hell, Christ's descent to the abode of the dead to announce their salvation. We acknowledge this in the Apostles' Creed when we profess that Jesus descended into hell. What is the significance of our belief that Jesus went to the place of the dead after his death and prior to his resurrection? Well, first, it's an affirmation that Jesus really did die and experienced the limits of human mortality. Jesus' death on the cross was not a pantomime, an act, or a mirage. It was real. And it was also necessary because, secondly, the resurrection is an affirmation that Christ is the way to eternal life. The just who died before the resurrection could not enter heaven, since the price for their sins had not yet been paid. Once that atonement had been made, the gates of heaven were opened, and the Lord could then lead them to paradise. Third, this event shows us that even when we can't see it, God is always active. After the Lord's death and burial, he appeared to his disciples to be a dead body in the tomb. But at that very same time, the Lord was busy in bringing to fulfillment the last phase of his messianic mission. Well, if Jesus can bring new life to the dead, he can bring it to us. How do we receive this life? Well, on the morning of Easter, the holy women returned to the tomb looking for Jesus. It's notable that Mary, the mother of God, was not with them. She did not expect to find Jesus in the tomb. She knew that he would rise. She trusted in his words. So there's no need for her to go to the tomb. But these others did. And according to Mark's account, they met an angel who tells them that Jesus has been raised. He is not here. Well, to receive the life that Christ offers, we have to leave the tomb of our indifference, anxiety, doubt, rebellion, spiritual boredom, fear, sin. The way to leave the tomb is to live our baptism more fully. Every Easter, we renew the promises of our baptism. I hope that you're able to participate in the Mass today in person, but even if you are watching a live stream at home, I encourage you to participate in the renewal of your baptismal promises, which takes place after the homily. Because, after all of Lent points to baptism. It's the time of final preparation, of purification and enlightenment for the catechumens who were baptized at the Easter Vigil last night. But it's also significant for us, because every year the Church invites us to publicly renew the promises that our parents and godparents made for us when we were baptized. Our prayer, penance, and almsgiving during Lent are directed to intensifying our identity as God's sons and daughters, which we received in baptism. If we let it, this renewal can be the hammer that will shatter the doors of our tombs and allow us to leave the darkness and come into the light. So today, above all days, may we repeat the words of the psalm. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. God bless you.